everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we bless you and praise you. Lord, thank you for this whole series. You sent Brother Bill Winston to us, and it has been such a blessing. We are strengthened, and we've received revelation from heaven, and we release our faith today just to know and to understand and see more of Jesus, because we want to be just like him. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Bill, God bless you. Listen, I needed this series more than anybody out there. You understand? It has blessed me. But I really did. I needed somebody to pump me up. Well, you really got it done. I mean to tell you, I'm drinking gunpowder soup, brother. Chewing nails, you know. Let's go over here to the book of Ephesians. There's something I believe with all my heart the Lord wants us to get into, and I know it's very close to your heart.
All right. Okay.
I want to read from this third chapter. There is a picture here of something comes straight from the heart of God and what he sees, and most Christians never even heard of it, and they can read it and never even hear it, just glaze over it, and you quote it and talk about it, and it's like, what kind of Bible's he got? Even though they've read it a number of times. Now, listen to this. In the 9th verse, to make all men see what is the fellowship or their part of the mystery which from the beginning of the world, has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ to the intent. It was his intention. Now, if it's God's intention, it's his perfect will, isn't it? He don't ever change.
Exactly.
To the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. We ought to be teaching angels what the wisdom of God is. They have to come to the church to find out. Now, brother, that's a level of authority and power that the religious community ain't never going to get there. And when we start walking in this without serious meditation in the Word of God, we'll never come to that kind of authority.
Because that's where that wisdom and understanding comes through, is when we start meditating that Word, we will see a way to do things that could never be revealed outside of this Word of God.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Isn't that the will of God?
That's the will of God.
Now, Romans 12, let's go back over there and see what we saw. Now, this is where we began. This is where the Lord started us out on.
That's
this,
good.
Bill. And this is what really clicked off in me just a little bit before we started this broadcast today. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? Just so you can think bigger? No. That you may
prove.
Wow. You have proof. It's not a theory.
That's right.
To prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, this is his intent over here in Ephesians 3, so it is his perfect will. Now, I need to have this proven out in my life.
So, what J.B. Phillips says, I think, in his translation, is let God remold your mind.
To think like him.
Yes, indeed.
You get to thinking like him, and he's going to reveal to you his wisdom. You know his wisdom. So the angels are waiting to hear what's coming out of your mouth in order to carry it out.
Well, God just don't want me to have anything. He's trying to teach me humility and piety by keeping me broke and poor.
And that angel sitting over there saying,
what?
And the devil said, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what I've been trying to tell you. But the angel said, I don't think so. But if that's what he believes, the wisdom of God in his life, then I'm gonna have to go along with it.
Now, won't that affect the decisions that a person would make?
Seriously.
Seriously affect the decision. Almost probably 180 degrees.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's borne out. Mm-hmm. Right in the, Lord, God help me. When the Word talks about the two different guys.
Yeah.
One of them trusts in man.
Yes, indeed.
And the other one trusts in God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a key phrase there in... let me get over there to it. Mm-hmm. The key phrase in there is that good things come and he doesn't even see them. He doesn't know
when good
things come.
Jeremiah
17, mm-hmm. He can't see them. Mm. They're there and he can't see them.
Isn't that personal recognition system that comes alive?
Now, that's the three things that you're talking about.
Exactly.
Meditating in the Word.
Exactly right.
Get in there, man.
Well, let's go back here to Jeremiah, what you were talking about just a minute ago. So if you look at Jeremiah chapter 17, he says that if you trust in the Lord, then, I'll just start here at verse 5. He says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm,
He's conformed to the world.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. That for he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes to him.
He can't see it. Now look at the other guy. Though.
And then it says that blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord.
He's what?
And whoso
he's
trusted in
blessed.
The Lord. He's blessed. That's
this
right.
This one's cursed.
That's right.
This one's blessed. Now both these guys knew the Lord. It said the first one there departed
That's
from
exactly
the Lord.
Right.
He knew God, but he decided to put his trust in politics and whatever.
Exactly.
But this other guy is blessed, but now look what happens to him.
It says, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
Now there's something neither one of them could see. One of them couldn't see
good come
when good came. The other one couldn't see the drought and the heat. He didn't even see it.
See, and that's what I was saying in the earlier broadcast when I was working at this computer company. See, I had to stop trusting in man and getting caught up with all that negative talk and what conforming to the world, squeezed into the world's mold. And I had to come over here and talk God talk against that talk. All of a sudden, things start happening. Folks could see things gathering up the harvest. I'm saying a whole different reaction, and the environment was the same.
When meditating in the Word replaced what you'd been meditating in the being conformed to the world, and all of a sudden, you couldn't see that drought anymore. All you could see is the blessings of the Lord. You quit being a poor man in your mind and became a rich man in your mind.
And basically, nothing changed.
Not yet. But it started.
It started right. Isn't this something?
Oh, man, Bill, I'm telling you, this is at the heart of God.
Somebody said, your outlook is based on what you're looking out from.
Yeah.
See, if you trusting in the Lord,
the inlook will create your outlook. Well, it's you see it in here first, and it comes back.
Yes,
I don't care one way or the other.
Yeah.
You see the poverty in here, the poverty comes in here. You see God's Word and the wisdom of God.
Absolutely.
You don't see that other no more. You begin to see this, and it grows.
Mm.
Now, but go back to them three things again, mm-hmm. man. Don't get away from that.
Okay, now, so your decisions first. No. First, your boundaries are affected. So
you're meditating the word now.
And next, your boundaries are affected. When you start meditating, you can see in results that people who are not meditating cannot see.
Boundaries disappear.
Absolutely. And when you can see in results, now your faith rises a mile high. You don't need to pump it up. You know, oh, I sure wish I could get some faith. All you got to do is see something. If I were going in the ring with Mike Tyson knowing I was going to get $50 million, and if I could stay in there for one round.
You just stay alive.
And I can see myself running around that ring. Well, yeah. Let me tell you.
Catch me if you can, Hoss. I'm going to get that money.
My confidence goes sky high. You see what I'm saying?
Bill Winston.
I'm telling you. But then, so now my decisions are affected. My boundaries are affected. Decisions now of how I can do this, what I can do. When I meditated, the wisdom of God begins to direct me. It's like now I'm not possessing it. It's possessing me. It's got this woman with the issue of blood moving into a crowd that she knows she could be stoned because the man walking with Jesus is a ruler. He can order her stoning. But once I see nothing but God, once I can meditate and see the end results, I can move through that crowd.
I can see
it. It's got me moving now.
Yeah.
I can say things I never said before. I can do business like I've never done before. And all of that comes from meditating the Word of God.
I'm laying on my bed. Mm-hmm. I was in a meeting between services, and I was just laying across the bed there resting. And God had said something to me that absolutely just, my goodness. Ain't that much money. How in the world are you ever going to do something like that? And I'm just laying there across the bed. And I'm meditating. I don't know I'm meditating. I'm actually worrying. but I didn't think I was doing that. But I was laying there thinking, wow, Lord, how are you in the position we're in now? How can I obey that? How can I ever get that kind of money into this ministry? I don't borrow money. We've set that up. Yep. I don't beg people for money. I don't ask people to meet money. All that, all this good. And suddenly, I went back through it and I thought, well, I know this. It's by faith.
Mm.
And so now, that was the first step I took, and really it was the only one I needed to take. Amazing. It got me over there thinking about what I don't have.
Right.
And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Kenneth, don't seek ways to get the money in. Seek ways to get the word out. The money will return.
My goodness. See that?
It ordered my life. And here I am 40 years later thinking the same way. Here again. I quote Bill Winston, it ain't a money problem, it's a faith problem. Not a money issue,
it's a faith issue. And that's the key. Now, in this, my meditation, in terms of just meditating the Word, I had to see the church like God sees the church. And a lot of times, you know, churches have... We know we've sold chicken dinners and katydids and so forth. So it's a lot of images I've had of the church, but I realized that I didn't have the right image of the church. I realized that my image was taken from a system that was distorted, a picture that was painted of church in religion. Uh-huh. And so I began to take this thing and meditate things like Matthew 16, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell. Joel chapter 2, I began to meditate it. And then I saw that we have seen that church and state are like one on one side, other on the other side, not us, but the world, and seen them kind of equal, but kind of kind of against each other, no, separate church and state and so forth. Mm-hmm. But then I realized something. If it wasn't for the church, there'd be no state.
That's right.
And I said, how far is the church above the state?
Ask Stalin.
Listen.
Ask all those communists what happened to them.
Coming over here to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Now, this is what meditation will do for you. Because without it, we think we know. And look what it says here.
Now, wait a minute. Without it,
see, we think we know.
Think we know. No. Oh, that's what Peter said when he said, I've toiled all night
Absolutely.
Long, didn't get anything. He thought he knew. And so he took that one rotten net
sure.
with him and got out there and wham. He didn't know anything.
Didn't know anything. And the assumption is that we know because we've been in the world's mold.
Yeah.
But if we come back to the Word of God and meditate it, the first thing it'll do is destroy that image that is really a counterfeit, that we don't know it.
And that's Jeremiah 17.
Absolutely. And to know means to become one with.
Oh, man.
And so notice what it says. It says that Jesus was lifted up. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 first. And it says, which he wrought in Christ, verse 20. When he raised him up from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power, so forth and so on. Come on down here to chapter 2, and you hath he quickened who were dead in your trespasses and sins. And come on down here in verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I heard Rick Renner one time teach on this. He said Jesus was raised up far above all principality and power. He said, but that far above is not far above. It's far, far, far.
Exceeding.
And we are there. Ain't no way we are on the same level with the state. We tell the state what to do. And I came into that and I said, okay, the church is supposed to monitor governments. I'm telling you, you got to meditate it to get it. When I got it, I said, I got it now.
You know why we're in this healthcare boondoggle right now? I was praying and meditating the word over this thing, and I said, Lord, what is this? This is the biggest mess I ever saw. What's the problem here? I said, Lord, I understand that anything like this kind of confusion and all this, I said, it's not the Democrats' fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's not the white men or the black men or the red man's fault. It's the fault of the church. And I want to know where we failed it.
Yes.
We dropped our authority somewhere. Boy, he answered me just like that. He said, it was when the church decided I didn't heal anymore, and they began to build monuments of healing in the natural realm and abandon my word when it came to health care. And he said, when they did that, the devil was able to move in, confuse it, break it, socialize it, and every other thing that's been going on here. And now you've got different people on different levels reaping what they sowed. You've got unbelieving doctors reaping what they sow. You've got abortionists reaping what they sow. You've got the government reaping what it's sown. You've got churches reaping what they've sown. And he said, now, the only way to come on through this, he said, you're going to have to believe me and believe God and make the love of God take that authority back, or you'll never solve this health care situation.
Brother Copeland, you're right on it. It's the church. We have
dropped
the ball. It's our fault. We have dropped the ball. There is no work of Satan that the church does not have the authority to annihilate.
That's absolutely true.
There is no work of
his. It's not a money issue.
Not a money issue. It is a faith issue. He said over in John, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, that for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I'm not talking about just disease. I'm talking about pulling down his sister.
Yes, sir.
Got it. This is our time.
The idea.
Glory to God.
Health care in the framework of the way the world's looking at it.
Yep.
That the government is going to take care of my health. Now, come on, Bill.
Well, in the first place,
they ain't healing anybody. And that's the reason it's in such, one thing's in such mess about it. The whole thing with them is a money issue. With God, it's a healing issue. He wants them well.
He wants them well. And the church has been anointed to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow we've slipped into this and gone into this in programs and selling stuff and talent shows and so forth. That's all right.
And then we turn around and put our faith in their system. Dear God, if I'd have been God, I'd have killed a whole bunch. That's the reason I ain't God.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Church and state.
It's almost like,
well, wait a minute.
Now, one of them over here,
like this one got the same power as this one here. What in the world are you talking about?
Look at what you're talking about here. Over here in the world, they got a salvation system. Mm-hmm. They got a healing system. Mm-hmm. They got a prosperity system. They got an education system.
Yeah.
All that. But over here, God has the same thing.
Come on.
Only this one won't work. Because without the power of God, it can't work.
And that's why I've been preaching the government of God.
Yeah. Yeah. My goodness, we out of time. My goodness sake. This is where the pastors in this country and the believers in this country need to begin to meditate God's word. What can we do? We're not trying to save the nation politically. It first needs to be saved
spiritually.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And the political part of it will come out of it. This government of the United States in the original Constitution, which was 75% direct quotes from the Scripture, the only thing that's ever worked here,
right,
was born out of the heat of revival when the dear brother Whitfield was preaching up and down the highways and byways of the 13 colonies, and the power of God was so powerful, man, people would just cry out in the street, crying out for God, oh God, oh God. And out of that was born the freest nation that's ever been in
this. That's where we've got to get back.
And we are on the verge. It's right there again. And it'll bust on through there if we'll begin to believe for it. Brother Bill and I'll be back in just a moment.
Is living the good life beyond your reach? Get a new vision of your future. Take a look at your circumstances through a different perspective. See things through God's eyes and change your mind about your life. Author, entrepreneur, and pastor Bill Winston is about to become your personal life coach. His book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, will radically change your thoughts, world, and destiny forever. All 18 chapters of his book will take you on a journey to discover the future God really has for you. Page by page, you'll learn how to remove the barriers you've placed on God's ability to move in your life. Change the way you think about yourself and God. Get rid of unbelief and build your faith. Replace negative thoughts with promises from God's Word. Start living in the impossible and see your life changed. Renew your mind and restore your ability to walk in God's abundance. It's time for you to transform your thinking and transform your life. Order your copy of Bill Winston's book entitled Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, now available for just $12. This book brings valuable information on how to focus your thoughts and bring lasting change to your life. For 48-hour processing, order the Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life online. For this and other products, go to kcm.org. Or you may call us toll-free, 800-600-7395.
There is a way that seems right to a man, Now, an honest man, if it didn't seem right, he wouldn't do it.
That's good.
But the ways thereof are the ways of death. He don't know it, but that's where he's going to wind up. Now, we've been talking about this for 2 weeks, and we then got 1% of it out on this broadcast. That's the reason you need this, because you can walk through this. You can take your time. You can study it. You can come back to KCM.org and get these broadcasts and go through them and then go and look at it again and go after it and do it. But this is why things like this are so important. These are tools in the hands of a believer. And it'll absolutely transform your life. What these things do, what our CDs, DVDs, our books, like what they do is they introduce you to the process of faith, the process of thinking and so forth. And as you do, then you can continue. Then you use it like a checklist, Bill. I know how to operate the airplane I fly, but I don't want to have to memorize it. I go, because that checklist, when it starts over here, and when it goes through all of this, it's ready to start. And I haven't left out anything. I haven't stumbled up. I'm not in trouble. I don't have my systems crossed up. And I can go back and say, now, what did Bill say about that? Oh, yeah, now that's the scripture I was looking for. Yeah. You need to get hold of this in the name of Jesus. Praise God. This ministry is here for you. Our partner service center is in full operation. Praise God. It took us a long time to believe God and get this whole thing into motion like it's supposed to be, and you need to be partaking of it. Praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston saying again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.